Tommy and I are guiding you through how to prepare and build a retreat for yourself as a new way of practicing with Jesus. And I'd say the last episode was the why behind retreat.
Yep.
So go back and listen to that if you got to figure out your motivation and your reason behind all this.
Yeah.
But in preparing for a retreat, today, Cammy and I are going to cover the who, the where, the how, the what.
Yep.
Everything but why.
All the logistics. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. The who.
Yeah.
I think the who is you. It's you as invited by Jesus.
Yeah.
To hear his voice to you the way that he walked with his closest inner circle of disciples way back then. Mm-hmm. Of come away with me for a while and rest.
Yeah.
And it's an invitation. Like, this is not another thing to get to. This is, you don't have to jam retreat into the space of everything else you're doing in life. I'd even go so far as to say, you don't have to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're invited to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if something in your heart is longing and desiring for that open space with Jesus, you got things that are unsettled on your soul that you want to sort out, listen to his invitation. Come away with me for a while and rest.
And I would say the invitation always happens at an inopportune time. So let's just throw that out there too. Like, it never feels like the right time to get away. It never fails. It ends up being on the busiest work week or the craziest family week. Or, I mean, last year we went away for 3 days and my son was home sick, you know, all day. And, you know, it just never feels like the best time.
Yeah. And if it's not a bad week, it'll be a bad day. Like, getting ready to talk about retreat today.
Yeah.
I got a leak in my basement and it's just like, I'm all sorts of in the right spot.
Yeah.
I know people whose cars break down, whose family members get sick. Like, it's just, the enemy would like you not to have the headspace.
Yeah.
But this is about you. This is about sorting out who you are in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Get in that extra time for what can't be connected quickly.
Yeah.
It's the getaway.
Yeah. So where do we go?
Well, several different options. There are retreat centers out there.
Yeah.
And Christian retreat centers. I'd encourage you to look at ones that actually have a quiet environment. Not the ones with the zip line and the rock wall. And the loudspeaker saying every hour and the hour what the activities are.
Right.
Craft tents.
Right.
There are some that are more cabin-like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's even say adult-like. This is not the family fun weekend. Right. This is, you got some nature and you got some space, and it's mostly quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've even gone as far as booking a hotel room. You know, I know we as a staff have done a cabin or Airbnb. I've done the spa. You know, like there are lots of different options there too. But what if it's not a getaway? Like, right? Like, I feel like it could also be walking the nature trail. It could also be a park picnic table. It could also be just something in your neighborhood, walking your neighborhood. You know, like, it doesn't have to be this big getaway thing.
Yeah, whatever city you're in, I'd like to think that there is a park somewhere nearby. There is a nature preserve. We haven't paved over everything yet. outdoor permitting. Personally, I like city sidewalks too. Public benches. The ambient white noise, right? That still works for me.
Yeah.
Art museums. They're meant to be quiet. They're meant to contemplate beauty.
I've never thought about art museums. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That was my stick for a while. For a while, once a month, I was going to the Milwaukee Public Art Museum.
That's great.
And you get your bench.
Uh-huh.
You got a journal if you wanted it, and you got the art in front of you.
Yeah.
And at some point, you pick up and move and relocate and do it all over again. It's great.
That's awesome. I think even just a couple hours at a coffee shop. I actually have been driving down on my remote days to Lake Geneva to their Starbucks because it's a little bit bigger. It's a different scenery. People don't know me. Can you hide away a little bit, you know, better? So even just a couple hours at a coffee shop is great.
I think we'll maybe we got to go back and we'll put in this podcast description a list of very specific greater Milwaukee area places.
That's a good idea.
For our non-Milwaukee listeners, we won't bore you with that right now. But I think there are some gems out there on your local scene. And we'll put our favorite list in there. I want to point out your own house could work.
Yeah.
Not all the time. You have to know what is the quiet window. Maybe it's earlier than everyone else is awake. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's later than everyone else is awake. Mm-hmm. In my house, there's at least this 1 hour where my kids are doing their homework and they're occupied in that particular moment. Or it can be, you know, like my partner's baking tonight, or they're at their monthly board meeting tonight, or they're out with their friends tonight, and it's great. Like, this is the night where my most significant relationship is not here, and so I could get into the most significant relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And you know how to steal space in the way your home moves. It takes some intentionality to do it, but some of us can.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to do it. My kids are school age, so I like to do it while they're at school, and that seems to work for me. But yeah, that's good. But I guess what we're trying to say is retreat is wherever you can go to find some silence and solitude, whatever that looks like for you. That's all. It doesn't have to be this big fancy retreat center.
Silence and solitude.
Yep.
It's got to be away from everyone else, and it's got to be quiet when you get there.
Right.
Those are the big ones. As far as the when, there are versions that work anywhere between 2 hours and 2 days. Mm-hmm. And what you have to work with will create the experience around it.
Right.
There's a way to do a 2 hour contemplation with God. Mm-hmm. There's a different level you can go to if you got 2 days.
Right.
And I think as we podcast further, we'll help you break down the small, medium, and large version of each.
Yeah.
And maybe it's what your soul is crying for, too.
Yeah, that's good. And then the what? What are we going to do? So
that's a big deal for people.
That's like, a big
deal. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there, so I'm not going to go.
It's a little scary. If you've never done it, I get it. I think the first thing is just to accept the invitation, right? It's to slow down enough to notice that God wants to do something. He wants to speak to you. He wants to heal. He wants to fill the empty places. Like he wants to meet you where you're at and do some work in you. And so I think that the first thing is just to slow down enough to notice, to accept the invitation and to make this space to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as your soul is got that space for God. Mm-hmm. So first thing I think would be to notice what's on your soul.
Yeah.
I think the second thing would be to notice what your body's telling you.
Yeah.
A lot of our bodies are saying, you are tired right now.
Yeah.
You look at Elijah's story. Mm-hmm. You look at Jesus with the disciples. A lot of times the retreat started with flat out rest. Mm-hmm. You need to sleep. Mm-hmm. You need to get a nutritious meal in you. Brother Lawrence, this old monk who's written a book, so humble he doesn't even have his last name on it.
Yeah.
He said one of the most spiritual things you could ever do is fall asleep while praying.
Yeah.
And don't fight that. Don't be mad at yourself for it. Mm-hmm. Most of you are going to end up taking a nap and waking up feeling a lot more spiritually connected to God. It's okay to start there.
Yeah.
Don't fight that.
I think a lot of us ignore or band-aid the stuff that's going on in our body, right? Like I was dealing with some really big headaches last summer and I went off gluten thinking it's got to be gluten. Mm-hmm. And then as I took some time to slow down and rest and really allow myself to care for my body, I realized it was actually just stress. You know, so I think that it's good. And I think the other thing is it's a whole lot of quiet, right? It's just a huge space for your soul to listen, for a chance to connect with God in a new way, a fresh way, a way that you maybe don't even realize that you need or are mm-hmm. capable of hearing in that way.
Silence and solitude are a spiritual discipline in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's a lost art in our context. Mm-hmm. We don't know about it, but throughout the centuries, Christian history has leaned into it.
Right.
To simply not say anything and be quiet and acknowledge God. That in itself is something.
Yeah.
But what I'm also going to add is out of that, you can re-engage your other spiritual practices in a different version, in a different variety,
mm-hmm.
when you have more time and more quiet to go with it.
Yeah.
So you picture a prayer to God is no longer the, here's the list of things that I want to get to,
mm-hmm.
to here is one prayer that I want to hold in God's presence.
Mm.
I just want to hold it between He and I till I get some of what His heart is for this thing I keep trying to pray at Him.
Yeah.
I want to receive the prayer that's on His heart for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it could come in 20 minutes. It could come in 2 hours. It might take the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with scripture. Instead of, you know, you mentioned the last one, you know, here's my YouVersion app and it's yeah. spitting at me, you know, keep your streak going.
Right.
But what about just taking 3 or 4 lines
mm-hmm.
and saying, Holy Spirit, speak these words fresh to me in this moment right now, like you spoke of so fresh to those people back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you reread it and you re-listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the Holy Spirit speak everything from any angle he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful day that could be.
Yeah, I think the cool thing is you can know those verses back and front and still hear something fresh and new, right? You mm-hmm. can hear a new perspective shift, a new stirring that wasn't even on your radar before.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Yep. So I'm going to clarify what you do not do on retreats. What you do not bring is a stack of books.
Yes.
Here's all the Christian reading I haven't been able uh-huh. to keep up with.
Uh-huh.
You do not bring your headphones with your favorite worship playlist.
Yeah.
Because my pathway is music. Like, no. Knock it off. You don't open up the podcast you follow. The point is that a lot of our spiritual disciplines are noisy.
Yeah.
The way we do them. Yeah. Keep the prayer list. Check off the Bible reading plan. Make sure you get your serve project, on and on. Like, mm-hmm. this is the quiet version.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the noise behind. Bring as few things as possible. Maybe a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And a way to access scripture.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. If you have a iPhone, I don't know how it works on Androids, but the focus features are really awesome to, like, turn on Do Not Disturb. So that all you can access is your Bible. That's mm-hmm. awesome, too.
Or even wildly enough,
a Bible.
Leave
a paper Bible.
Leave the device behind.
Yeah.
That is probably the single greatest thing that's keeping most of us from being quiet.
Yeah.
Is that mobile device. Turn it off. Leave it at home. Be quiet.
Yeah.
And that's the how.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break down more on this, but the biggest how you practice retreat is experiencing silence and solitude as its own space with God.
Mm-hmm.
To be quiet again, to notice what comes out of your soul, to notice what God is speaking, to just sit in a space of quiet where you do not feel the need to exchange words between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be quiet there and see what happens. Things do happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like you said, it's really going back to those other practices we already know, right? It's connecting with God in all the ways we're used to connecting with Him, giving it just more time, more space, more quiet, more rest. Because at the end of the day, that's what our body and our soul needs.
Mm-hmm. So if I could recap, it would be take a look at your calendar, figure out anywhere between 2 hours and 2 days. I'd go through the list of places where you feel like I can be both silent and I can be in solitude away from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Could be as simple as your home at a certain time. Could be as extensive as booking a weekend away.
Mm-hmm.
But get your where. Get your why of I got this desire in my heart
mm-hmm.
and an invitation to meet Jesus as the who. And the what of what you get there is what we're going to break down in the next episodes. outside of just being quiet in God's presence, we'll give you a little bit of, here's how you could take on prayer. Mm-hmm. Here's how you could take on scripture. Mm-hmm. Open your journal now and try this. So if you're really at a loss for, I'm just not exactly sure how to fill my time yet, that's what we're going to talk about. The last thing I do want to ask, though, as a question is, you doing this alone? Hmm. Or can you do it with your missional community, your everyday circle of disciple-making relationships? You saw both from the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it can both be done well. I think I have found better success in the alone realm for my personal relationship with Jesus. But I think that there is something powerful when a group of people come together. They go off and pray. They come together. They go off and pray, right? So, like, mm-hmm. I think that there is something powerful that happens when you do it that way, too. So, like, it could be either.
As we create these next podcasts, we'll give you a version for both. Mm-hmm. One that's completely alone. One that's together with in your group setting. And like Cammie's saying here, there will always be an individual component to the group component.
Yeah.
Where there's something where there's no substitute, there's no mediator. Mm-hmm. You go directly to God. Mm-hmm. But man, it is fun when you get to process that back in a room of other people who have done the same. Here's what I heard God say. Mm-hmm. What did you hear? And let's practice a little spiritual direction together.
Yeah.
That's a fun version as well. So
that's fun.
Keep tuning in on these episodes for yourself, maybe for your group setting. Let's practice retreat.